I'd like to say well done to all the children taking part today. You've all done so well, and I'm sure these books will be great. You'll really enjoy them. This is an amazing story from God's Word. At the beginning of the story, it says that it was very rare for anyone to hear anything at all from God. And at the end of the story, they said people used to hear from God all the time through Samuel. And I want to talk to you today about Samuel. What is Kids Zone, Creche, Sparkle Zone, Bible class all about? Well, it can be summed up, the vision can be summed up in a verse from Proverbs, which says, train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. Over 100 years ago, in the First World War, a soldier was dying, and his mate came alongside him, and he was handing over his personal possessions, and he grabbed hold of him, and he said, I want you to go to this house, and I want you to give this message to this man. And the soldier went back to the UK, and he turned up at this house, and he said, my mate died in the First World War, and he wants to say thank you. You were his Sunday school teacher, and what you taught him is helping him now to die. And this Sunday school teacher said, I gave up Sunday school teaching years ago because I thought I wasn't making a difference. Today, we've seen so much joy on the faces of the children, and there's such encouragement for the teachers who are teaching in the Sunday school. But even if there wasn't that encouragement, I want them to know today that they are making a difference, and it will be in years to come when that difference will really be experienced. But of course, it's not just about Sunday school teachers, it's about parents, isn't it? I love what happened here today where Ashley and Drew were praying together, and she was mentoring him and encouraging him to pray, and he was praying after her. You know, train a child in the way they should go, but be sure you go that way yourself. A challenge for us as parents that we don't just leave everything to the teachers on a Sunday, but we're there every day seeking to encourage our children in the ways of the Lord. A great mother that Samuel had. What a blessing to have a praying mother, to have a praying father. And this mother who prayed for this child for so many years, when she handed him over to Eli, she said, so I give him to the Lord, for his whole life shall be given over to the Lord. She prayed for him every day, and her prayers were answered. I know that in my own life, when I left home and I went away from church, I'm sure that it was the prayers of my own mother that was part of God's plan to bring me back to him. So let's not give up praying alongside the work that we do in the church here. And let's have that vision that not only the musical development, but or the educational development or the sporting development, but the most important development for our children is spiritual. But there's a wonderful grace in this story as well, because this man Eli, he was a godly man. He loved the Lord, and his own children did not follow him. But God gave him the privilege of being a father figure to Samuel. And we see in the story how he taught Samuel how to light the candles in the temple. He taught Samuel how to read the scriptures. And although he didn't have that influence on his own kids, he had a wonderful influence on other kids like Samuel. And we see in Samuel this wonderful character, this caring character. Because to be a a man of God, a woman of God. It's all about character. And he cared for Eli as Eli was getting older and he couldn't see. Samuel cared for him and looked after him. And one day when he heard the voice, Samuel, Samuel, it was like the voice that he'd heard when Eli was wanting something in the middle of the night. So he naturally got up and he went to Eli and he said, "What is it you want?" He says, "I didn't call you." And then Samuel, Samuel, and he gets up and says, "Eli, what do you want?" He says, "I didn't call you." And the third time, Samuel, Samuel, he gets up and he says, "It must be the Lord calling you. Go back to your bed. And the next time you hear your name, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" Samuel didn't know God. He knew all about the workings of the temple, but he didn't know God personally. And maybe you're here today and you know your way around the building at CCC. You've been here many times. Maybe you're part of the Sunday school, the Bible class, the Sparks, and you don't know what it means to have a personal relationship. Well, when he heard God speak, he just said, "Speak, for your servant hears." He didn't say, "Speak, Lord," because he didn't know him as the Lord. And then God gave him this message. Sometimes, you know, when we hear God speaking to us, it's hard to know if it really is from God. And it was wonderful to have Eli alongside him to help him to understand what it means to hear from God. And that's the role that we play as parents. That's the role that we play as teachers here in the church, to help people to hear. Samuel, Samuel. What I loved about today was people's names. I was on the front row, but whenever I heard a name, I would look round and see their faces, and to know that every person's name is remembered. Every person has a book with their name in it. But you know, God, he calls us by name. He knows everything about us. He has a plan for our lives, a perfect plan for our lives. And we are called to trust him. That's what Samuel did. He was given a difficult assignment. He was given a difficult job to do, to give a difficult message. And if we choose to follow Jesus, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy to stand up in the school and say, "I follow Jesus," when none of your friends do. But Samuel, from the first time he heard from God, he didn't chicken out. He gave the message to Eli. And there we hear it. That is the blessing that we hear. Because as you read at the end of the story, remember that the big point of the story is that at the beginning it says that hardly anyone heard from God. Hardly anyone heard from God. The nation was going in a different direction. People were too busy doing other things to hear from God. But at the end of the story, it says the Lord was with Samuel. And as he grew up, God allowed none of Samuel's words to fall to the ground. Right across the nation, Samuel was known as someone who could hear from God and pass on God's message. And God continued to reveal himself through Samuel. This week has been an amazing week, a very historic week, where the very nations are being changed across Europe, across the world, across stock markets. Young people have voted overwhelmingly to stay in the European Union. Older people have voted to leave and we're out of the European Union. And people have been saying, "I'm feeling a bit insecure." But at such a time as this, our security for the future is this book here, the Word of God. And I want to say to the children and to the adults that this is the best plan for your future. to hear what God has to say in this book and to put it into practice. And I believe that God wants to call children here today to have an impact, big impact. And do not underestimate what God can do in your life if you not only hear the word of God, but you truly listen and obey. So as we come to the end of the year, we celebrate all that God is doing through the children's work, the Bible class, and so many words from God have gone out this year. And the challenge for us is to put these words into practice, and as parents, to pray for our children, and as teachers, to receive our thanks and to say, well done. We really appreciate all that you've done for us this year. Thank you.
Thank you, Alistair. That's so true.